Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, April 30th. A Hanover man faces charges after two foot chases with police. Hanover police officers spotted the wanted man last Friday near the P&H Center in the southern Gray County town, and the suspect allegedly bolted, running through backyards and then stealing a bike to flee from officers. Police searched the area and couldn't find him, but then early Saturday morning, officers on patrol spotted the suspect. Another chase ensued through backyards in the area of 8th Street in Hanover, but this time the man was quickly arrested. The 35-year-old Hanover man was charged with theft, possession of stolen property, and other offenses. Owen Sound police are appealing for tips to help locate a missing 15-year-old female. Police say Jillianne was reported missing yesterday after being seen last in Owen Sound's Upper East Side Monday evening. She's from the Flesherton area but also has ties to Brampton. Owen Sound police have concerns for Jillianne's well-being and are asking anyone with information about her whereabouts to contact them. The OPP say one person has serious injuries after a workplace incident in South Bruce. Bruce County paramedics and South Bruce firefighters responded to a business along Bruce Road 3 yesterday morning, where a 23-year-old from West Gray had to be airlifted to a London hospital with serious injuries. Police have not disclosed much more information. The Ministry of Labor is investigating. Meaford's joining a number of other municipalities in opposing the Ford government's pending expansion of strong mayor powers. Enhanced authority for mayors is due to be rolled out tomorrow in 169 more municipalities across Ontario, including most in Bruce and Grey counties. Meaford Council this week approved sending a letter to Premier Doug Ford requesting to have Meaford removed from the list of strong mayor communities and to allow municipalities to opt out. Stephen Bartley is a Meaford councillor.
This is wrong. I've passed it up through the ranks and actually personally told Premier Ford that this is one of the stupidest ideas he's ever had. He didn't agree with me. He's still pushing it through.
The Blue Water District School Board has appointed a trustee for Southgate and Grey Highlands. Wayne Peters will fill the vacant seat and finish out the term, which will conclude next year when school board and municipal elections are scheduled. Peters is from the Markdale area and has over 30 years of experience in education. Voter turnout increased in ridings around Bruce and Grey counties and nationally in the federal election. Preliminary turnout figures from Elections Canada show more than 67% of eligible Canadians cast a ballot in Monday's election, which saw Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals win 169 seats in a minority government. Turnout also increased in Bruce Grey, Owen Sound, Huron Bruce, and Simcoe Grey, three area ridings where the Conservative incumbents Alex Ruff, Ben Lobb, and Terry Dowdle were re-elected as members of Parliament. More than 70% of those eligible voted in all three ridings. Meantime, Prime Minister Mark Carney says he spoke with U.S. President Donald Trump following Monday's election win. A statement from the PM says Trump congratulated Carney, and the two leaders also agreed to meet in the near future. And another postal strike could be looming. Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers are resuming talks today before their current contract expires next month. Officials say the postal strike could happen as soon as May 22nd. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a fairly flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading after another higher close for markets yesterday. Longest winning streak for the S&P 500 since November. The Dow closed 300 points higher to 40,527. The Nasdaq advanced as well, while the TSX was up 75 points to 24,874. Bitcoin down a quarter point this morning, hovering at around 95,000 US. The price of oil down more than 1% to under 60 per barrel, while gold's lower as well, 1.5% to under 3,300 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 72.33 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Senators were outshot, but shut out the Maple Leafs 4-0 to force a Game 6 tomorrow in Ottawa. It's the first time the Leafs have been shut out in nearly 4 months. Edmonton won their third straight. Oilers are up 3-2 on LA. Carolina's the first team to advance to round two. They need a double OT to eliminate the Devils in five. Vegas took a 3-2 series lead against Minnesota. Vancouver needs a coach. Rick Tocchet decided not to stay with the Canucks. The Generals signed a 30-year deal to stay in Oshawa, then beat Barrie in double overtime to take a 3-0 series lead. The Toronto Raptors defeated New York. Boston and Indiana advanced to round two of the NBA playoffs. Denver took a 3-2 lead on the Clippers, and Detroit stayed alive to force a Game 6 against the Knicks. Red Sox beat the Jays 10-2. Dalton Varsho's back and turned an embarrassing moment into a great play. He was tracking a fly ball in center and tripped on the warning track, but still made a behind-the-back catch from one knee. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons forced Game 7 in their PJHL Schmalz Cup semifinal series with a 4-3 win over Napanee Raiders. And Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George was runner-up for the OHL Goalie of the Year award, which went to Kitchener Rangers netminder Jackson Parsons. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather is coming up next. Cloudy this morning, then clearing up to mainly sunny sky in the afternoon. A high of 7 today. Tonight, clear sky through the evening, then increasing cloudiness overnight. A low of 2. And tomorrow, periods of rain, possibly an afternoon thunderstorm. A high of 9.